Father, we bless your name for another privilege to be in your house. We are grateful to you for the week that ended yesterday and the blessings we receive from you, both spiritually and physically. Thank you, dear Lord, for the services of last week. We thank you for your protection upon travelers, healing hands upon the sick and the afflicted, and provision for our needs. We are grateful unto you. Dear Lord, we also ask for forgiveness of our failures and shortcomings. We pray, Lord, that they will all come under your blood. We present ourselves before you again today. We thank you for bringing us to your house. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings already in the Sunday school. We thank you for the worship service. And we thank you for special numbers. We are grateful unto you. We ask you bless the song leader, those who sound specials, those who use instruments, and the rest of your children. Bless each and everyone, dear Father. Present ourselves before you, dear God. We ask that you will look upon us this morning and let the light from the lighthouse shine upon our souls. Lord, as we walk upon your children to make us ready for your coming, don't leave any of us behind. Lord, we pray that the revelation of your own will shine bright in our souls. Oh God, they will be quickened, they will be, Lord, lifted up, drawn closer, made ready, oh God, by the same. Lord, to meet you in the air one of these days, as you have told us in your word, that when we shall see you, we shall be like you. Everything that is contrary to you in our life, that is what your word is removing in every service. We pray you do it again today, Father. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Lord, we pray, Father, for those who are not present but listening to us through online, far and near. We ask that you convey the power of your presence unto them also, that they will enjoy the blessings of your word. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. Your servant that has gone to Bakata, we pray you be with him. And the rest of your servants in all the nations of the world, may you be their strength and inspiration. Bless the bride today especially. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you.
All of you.
Whither pilgrims are you going?
Atipo. Lord,
we'll be right back. waiting to receive us.
He's in throne, not in power.
In that bright and better land. The prophet said that Jesus is waiting for our arrival there. Let's be prepared to meet him. Each day we wake up, we are there closer to his camp.
There
is not going to be batch two of the rapture. No phase two. No substitutionary list or whatever you call it. Addendum, nothing. It's one batch and that is all. May God be gracious unto us. Shall we rise? Let's go back to read this morning from Isaiah. Chapter 14. Verse 12 to 14. How are thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are thou called down to the ground with this wicked the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
Oro tabi nipa iwe lati odo wa wa pe abi eni pe ojo Oluwa de.
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Mas je ke eni keni tan yi je nitori pe ojo na ki o de bi ko se iyapa na ba ko de ki a si fi eni ese ni ati se omo igbe.
Opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Let's
be seated. Revelation chapter 17. I will read a few verses and then read also from Revelation 13 from verse 1. Revelation 17. And there came one of the seven angels which are the seven veils and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great hall that sitteth upon many
waters,
with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have made drunk with the wine of a fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
O si ri obirin kan o joko lori eranko alawododo kan ati o kun foruko ro di oni ori meje ati iwo mewa.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
A si fi aso ilesi aluko ati aso gugu wo obirin na asi figura ati okuta yebiye ati pali se loso oni igugura kan le owo re to kun fun lira ati fun egbin agbere re.
And upon her head was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the heart of harlots and abominations of the earth.
Iwaju re ni uko kan ti a ko o ijile Babylon la iya awon pasaga.
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which are the seven heads.
Revelation 13 from verse 11.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he do a great wonder, so that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
As if you fool, let see if you fool,
verse 15. This is Revelation 13.
Yeah,
a si fi fun lati fi emi fun awon ranko na ki o ma soro ki o si mu ki a pa gugu awon ti ko fori bale fun awon ranko na.
And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
Both of you go on at Kikere, at Tila, or at Talaka, or at Eru, Ki, Afi, and we come from one or what to one Latin at Tabi, in what you want.
And I know man might buy or sell, save ye that had the mark or the name of the beast. Or the number of his name.
Here
is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is
666.
Amen. We are descending to the end of this sermon. I don't know whether we'll do today. If we do, then next Sunday will just be general review from the beginning to the end. Is the next one. God's prayer in our life. And if I'm the one to pray, if he's the pastor, I'll take the other service. We've been on this topic for some time. Of the revelation of the man of sin. Because Rapport said that you should not be troubled either by spirit or by letter, if it is the one we are reading, that we are writing, talking about the coming of the Lord, that it is at hand. Now, if you look at 1 Thessalonians, Brother Paul talked much about the coming of the Lord. And that's why he spoke about the rapture. Mr. Adeleke, you are welcome. So, and after Brother Paul has put these things, and he even said in the last verse, or I mean, last chapter of 1 Thessalonians, which is chapter 5. That it will be a secret sudden catching away. Then he came back in the second epistle to come and tell the people that they should not be terrified by spirit, nor by letter, or even by the epistle we are writing to you about the coming of the Lord. He said, because two things must happen before it happens. First, there will be a falling away from the faith. And then two, there is going to be the revelation of the man of sin, which is also called the son of perdition. That man, not a woman, that man will be revealed, will be unveiled, will be known. So he said they should watch out for these two things. The people he wrote to in Thessalonians, they never witnessed the coming of the Lord. Even when Brother Paul was writing in 1 Thessalonians, he was saying that we which are alive, including himself, but he wasn't alive. But according to the timetable of the scripture, it is this age that everything will be made known. This is the end. The end of the end. This is the last church age. This is when all mysteries are revealed. We already seen the falling away from the faith. Not falling away from a church, but from the faith. In the time of them, the saints of old, was it Jude now?
Judah.
He wrote to the saints that they should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And the prophet in our time, he preached that same sermon contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And this our time, the message that we are in is called the message of restoration. Then why is restoration? If something is not lost, there is no need for its restoration. So the original word that was sown in the time of Brother Paul, who called himself the wise star, the wise master builder, and he warned everyone to watch what they put on the foundation. He said, because every man's work will be tried by fire. Nevertheless, down through the ages, the prophet told us that after Paul, who was a prophet, brought the original revelation, the subsequent messengers of the following ages, from Smyrna, which is the second age, to Pergamos, the third age, Thyatira, the fourth age, and Sardis, the fifth age, Philadelphia, the sixth age, all their messengers, they were reformers and not prophets. And even in some of these ages, the truth was almost dead. That we even have one of the messengers that smoked pipe in his day. We have some of them Trinitarian. But from the time of Luther, which is Sardisian Church, the work of restoration started with just reformation,
to say John,
an encounter with the Catholic Church. A little light came. Message of justification. That the just shall live by faith and not by works, as the Catholic Church has brought. But that was as much as he could go in his own age. Then the next age, Philadelphia, which is the sixth church age, the messenger, John Wesley, he came with a more brighter light of sanctification, that God is holy, and without holiness no man shall see the Lord, that God requires holiness. And he brought the people to a better light. But in this our age, Laodicea, the truth was almost blacking out. Nevertheless, this is the very age that God has planned restoration, a full restoration. So this age is spoken of in prophecy in the scriptures. The age was in prophecy. The messenger was in prophecy. His message was in prophecy. So everything that will happen in this age has been prophesied in the scripture, that they will happen at this time. Then a messenger came from God, vindicated by the pillar of fire, was an illiterate in the way the people of the world call literacy. The latter became teacher to doctors and professors. He later became somebody that kings and potentates will have to consult. Initially, nobody wants to talk to him. He greet people, they will not answer him. He carry bad name. But when the time came that God had need of him for, then Jehovah descended.
Jehovah was succulent.
Now listen. If you look at this scripture, you will see God's program from Genesis. The way he travels, the way he travels, that is how the gospel is written. At each point in time, there are vast places on earth that nothing is said about in the scriptures. At each junction, over 90% of the earth's geographical location that God did not say nothing about. He only talked about the area that concerned his program. Few chapters end the first word in Genesis. Destroyed with water. So much was not said about that 2,000 years. Yes, it was just summary. Then post-destruction now. Then God started his history with Abraham. Then from Abraham, he was only dealing with Abraham and his seed. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Then from Jacob, the patriarchs. At a point in time, it was only Joseph that was carrying the light. So when this Joseph was sent away from Palestine, from the Canaan land where the people were dwelling, and went to Egypt, the satellite went to Egypt. And that is where you see the scripture now being written. He was now writing what was happening in Egypt, where the rest of the patriarch were. There was no news there again, except when they need to meet now. Then we now had their discussion. Then the person doing the angel that is doing the recording, then he turned the camera to the place and picked their discussion in the time of the drought. Then they were talking to themselves that we heard that there is food in Egypt. You push, you go and buy. Then they went, came to buy. Joseph saw them. They talked to each other. And the process of wanting to know what is happening at home started. Whether they have killed his younger brother. Whether they have killed his younger brother. Or is he alive? All those things happen. Finally, they make themselves known to each other. Joseph made himself known to them. And now they were brought to Egypt. And the camera was fully in Egypt. Until the time that they are also to leave Egypt. Nothing was said about Canaan again. Because the people that is carrying God's program, that is where God's camera is. Now, the way I'm trying to explain, I don't know. Like you see our convention. You see that we used to have about 3 pool of this camera. One will be looking at the congregation, bringing them back by batch. One will be looking at the preacher. Look at this, look at that. I think you are. Do you used to go and play it back at all? Have you played it back? I know there are some that never play nothing back since. I don't want to go to that area, but the Lord have mercy upon us. You have to look at it. You have to see yourself sleeping inside the camera. You are still sleeping there up to now. Inside that place. Inside the headquarters. You are still sleeping there up to now. This one wants me to branch to preaching, but it's a great temptation. But nevertheless, it will just help you to understand God's program. That every day, your lives are recorded. My life is recorded. My thoughts are recorded. My actions are recorded. And the ones that are bad inside those records, the only thing that can edit it is the blood of Jesus Christ. These ones that we recorded is not editable. Except somebody go there and begin to delete this one, and then the record will be incomplete. God's own record also, nobody can edit it. It's only God that can edit it himself. And the only addition he can do to it is that when any evil is repented of genuinely according to his program, he will now use his blood to delete that portion of that record. Where that is not done, that is how it will remain until we stand before him for judgment. Let's continue. So this record of God continue moving. Now, what we are tracing in this sermon is we started from how the devil came from heaven. When he came to this earth, who did he inhabit? He inhabited a beast that the Bible said was more subtle than every other beast that the Lord God created. And it was through that beast now that he had an affair with Eve. And that was how the conception of Cain was done. So the father of Cain is this beast. And we now, that is now through Cain now, serpent seed was populating the earth. So we now look in this sermon at the migration of Satan. He started from the Garden of Eden. From there where we saw him established, was at Babel, which is now called Babylon. Then from that Babylon, we saw it move to Pergamos, according to the scriptures. Then from Pergamos, we saw it move again to Rome. And initially in Rome, it was operating as an idol, whatever, pagan. Pagan Rome. Then, from then Satan entered church. When Satan entered church, then it became Papa Rome. Religious Rome. And we move, so enter this book of Revelation to now see from Rome. The Bible is no more talking plainly in plain language of Rome again. Satan now went mysterious. So to now see his next location, we have to need a prophet that will be specially gifted. That was what John was shown. I was called to come and look at a whore. As we read in Revelation 17, very rich, decked with scarlet colored clothes, sitting on scarlet colored beasts, sitting on many waters. He had 7 heads and 10 arms. What kind of woman be this? We need a prophet. And we have gone thus far. And look at Revelation 17 thoroughly. Then from Revelation 17, there is a migration again to Revelation 13. From mystery Babylon, is still that same mystery Babylon? But USA is brought into the picture. And that is what we look at last Sunday. The prophet said, he is in prophecy. That is in scriptural prophecy. And we read it from the scripture. And we read it from the prophet. And how the details of what he will do. We look at the dragon. What is the dragon? We look at the beast. So, almost 1 hour now. What did the prophet call the dragon? Half hour silence. What did the prophet call the dragon? He said, yes. Then where was he sitting? Rome. God bless you. Now I jumped some quotes last week when I saw the time flying. I don't know whether I will read part of it. I jumped the first scene that I wanted to read from paragraph 367 to 370, then 379. Let me read quickly first. It's a repetition of some of the things, but it's just to refresh us and make us know where we're standing. First scene, paragraph 367. Now remember, the Antichrist and the beast is the self same spirit. There is the Trinity. Yes, sir. It is three stages of the same devil power. Remember Nicolaitans? See? It had to be incarnate before it could be crowned. See? Now watch this. Three stages. First stage is called the Antichrist. Second stage is called the first prophet. And third stage is called the beast. Now these stages happen in ages. The first coming, the first manifestation in the church ages of Satan was Antichrist. Antichrist with Antichrist teaching. He was bringing teachings that are contrary to the truth. And Brother Paul warned the people. He said, people will come from outside. He said, also others will also rise up from within you. Because there are three kinds of believers. And they will speak perverse things. He said, I warn you of these things before. So that when it happens, you will know. From that Antichrist spirit with Antichrist teachings, he entered the second stage. It's called false prophet. Then he entered his third stage, the beast. Like I told you one of the something before that, the prophet was wanting to go through these things from the Genesis to Revelation before you pass on. Which all of it are already inside the sermons.
He
said, I want to speak on the beast at the beginning, the beast at the end. I remember that we started this in Genesis, talking about the beast that Satan incarnated inside. And then we are winding up now, talking about the beast that Satan will also incarnate. That's why I reminded you last Sunday that the vessel that he will use my temporary or for now be called his holiness. Yeah. But just as Judas was an apostle in the church of Jesus Christ, until Satan entered into him and he could now do something that ordinary man will not do. A man that you follow for 3.5 years and you did not find any fault in him. You saw him perform miracles. You saw him raise the dead. You saw him multiply bread. You saw him open the eyes of the blind. You saw the lame walk. John said, if the things that Jesus did were to be written, he said the book of the old world cannot contain them. All this happened in the presence of Judas. Nevertheless, when Satan entered into him, he went to go and meet the Pharisees. How much will you give me? I will show you who is the man. Maybe he was of the view that Jesus will escape as he has been doing. But his knowledge and memory have been blackened to what he has been told. He has been in the service when he had the sermon of Jesus Christ. At a point, just say one of you will betray me. People will ponder on it. One day he was talking, I chose you 12. One of you is a devil. This matter was getting tougher until one day when they were at a table, and then Peter beckoned to John, who then was leaning on the bosom of Jesus Christ. In the flesh we call him his foster or her brother, I don't know how we call it. They have the same mother, if we call him mother. We know Mary is not the real mother, we have a better understanding. But he's incubator anyhow. This John was given birth to by Joseph and Mary. And he was putting his head on the bosom of Jesus Christ. And the prophet told us that this John represented the bride. That was why Peter told John. Why didn't Peter himself ask? Is he not close to him enough? Is he not the one that spoke out about who Christ was in Matthew 16? Is he not the one that spoke again in St. John chapter 6 and said, we are persuaded that you are the Christ? To whom shall we go? When we have already known you, you are the only source of life. This same Peter will not ask that question directly. He has to ask John that represented the bride to ask. Then John asked, say, this thing you have been telling us in parables, one of us is a devil, one of us will betray you. This is bothering our mind. Who is the person? And you have been saying the person is among us here. Who is the person? Then Jesus said, This cup I want to suck now. When I suck, the person I gave is the one. He carried the thing he saw. He handed it over to Judas. Did you ever hear that Judas went on his knee and said, pray for me that this will not come up? Then in St. John 13, we ask that Satan entered
Judas.
Immediately Judas, Satan entered into him. He stood up from the service and went out. While he was on his way, Jesus said, Judas, that thing that you want to do, go and do it quickly. The disciples sitting down there, they were still thinking, maybe there is a food you want them to buy, something arrangement, financial. It's more than that. Jesus was telling him, the money you want to go and collect from the Pharisees, so that you can betray me, go collect the money and eat it if possible. Come and betray at their ear. So it was Satan that entered into him. So will Satan literally enter into the last pope that will be a native of United States
America.
And we are having on the throne now a pope who is a native of United States of America. That is according to scriptural prophecy. And that is according to thus saith the Lord in our generation by the pillar of fire. Why some people are worshiping him and say his holiness, the bride know better. They will never call him his holiness.
All
right. And we read. Okay, let me just continue and read a little here. Notice Nicolaitan, the Antichrist teaching that started in the days of Paul against God's word, Antichrist. Then he's called again the false prophet, which when the teaching became a man, he was a prophet to the teaching of the hierarchy. The hierarchy of the Catholic Church. The Pope was a prophet to the first world. And that made him a false prophet. If you go read the history of Catholic Church, you will see with years. Not a polopodon. I know you are looking at the grammar, but you will see with dates when teachings were invented into Catholic Church. There is no scripture for them. That is why the prophet said that the teaching of Catholic Church, they come from the bottomless pit. In Revelation 17, he told us that the beast ascended out of the bottomless pit. Nobody queried there and said, where are you getting these teachings? One day they said, they adopted Mary as a mediator between God and man. Where is the scripture for it? No scripture. One day they started purgatory. When somebody died, that the priests, cardinals and everything, we have to stand and pray the person out of purgatory. When he do evil all the days of his life, it's when he died that they will now pray him out so that he will not go to any place of torment. He just goes straight to heaven. They adopted it. They started this dimension from Trinity. We went through how the doctrine of Trinity started. From idolatry to the religious. And then it has come to stay. You see, one time I printed it. I don't even know where I put it now. The things that Catholic Church adopted with year that they adopted them. They are still there with different things. It doesn't resemble anything in the scripture. Because many, many years, they have collected the Bible from the congregation and told them not to read it, that they cannot understand. So you cannot see Bible with a Catholic Church person. They don't read it. It's the priest that reads and interprets it to them. And the interpretation is what Pope have said. Alright. Paragraph 370. The third stage is a beast. A man that is crowned in the last days. You can see the revelation of the prophet in the beginning and the end. Telling us it was that beast that lived with Eve. Now the Bible is talking us that a man is a beast. At the end. A man that is crowned in the last days. With every power that pagan Rome ever had. Because the seven-headed beast, the dragon was cast out of him and come incarnate in the false prophet. There it is. He has seven crowns, which we have talked about, because the Bible even gave the interpretation. Said there's seven heads, seven ears, on which the woman is sitting down, and the 10 horns. Said they are the 10 kings that are dictators, the prophet said. But the Bible said they did not have king, they didn't have crown. They are dictators. And was cast out and thrown into the earth and the sea. Alright. Paragraph 379. Now notice. He will conquer. And almost as in his grief right now. Why he is still Antichrist before he becomes beast. You talk about cruel punishment. You just wait. No, we are reading from the first seal. Watch what them that is left here on earth we have to go through it. That's in the time of the great tribulation. There will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. For the dragon Rome spotted water out of his mouth to make war with the remnant of the woman's seed that was left upon the earth after the bride had been selected and took out. And the dragon made war with the remnant, didn't want to come in, and was hunted down. Amen. I was to read from, but I've jumped this one to 10 virgins and 144,000. Paragraph 45 to 50. In case you just put it in your and go read it later. Right. Taking sides with Jesus. Paragraph 47. Now during the tribulation, that will be the sleeping virgin will be hunted down by the dragon and spout water from his mouth, which means multitudes and peoples. Armies that will search down and take this woman, remnant of her seed, and will kill her. Now that will be in the tribulation period. God be merciful to whosoever day here at that time. Somebody that is in Nigeria. We already have tribulation. Now, when you come and ask the great tribulation to eat, that one you have come to suffer on this earth. It's terrible. But the church will go home. Now, if that will take place tomorrow, it will not hinder us from just keeping on today. Let's make today count. Amen. Then we spoke about the beast, and also the number of the beast, which even read the question that somebody asked the prophet about the Latin words over the Vatican City, and now it added up to 666, and what they mean, Vicaris Filii Dei. When we do the tabulation, it added up to 666. And like we said last Sunday, it is God's divine arrangement for that to be included in our primary school arithmetic. Study Roman numerals, which to us today is useless. All we use it for is numbering. That one to us. You want to write 1, 2, 3, you write it faster than the Roman something. Why did they leave us with that 1, 2, 3? Because that is faster to write. But we learn that thing because of this doctrine. The people whosoever brought it out did not know why. It was an inspiration. And that goes over every country on earth. Over every country. And nobody queried it. Now we went further to talk about the mark of the beast and the image of the beast. Down the years, there have been people that will tell us they gave birth to a boy or whatever, his also place. When they open his hands, CCC was written on it. It is a lie. If you like, give birth to a child that CCC is engraved on his head, I can confidently get there and say, this one is not the Antichrist. It's not the Antichrist. If there is anything like that at all, it's a decoy. It's just a decoy. It's a digression. It's a diversion.
Yes,
it's a distraction. Yes. The mark of the beast. Simply, we read it last week, that the mark in the hand, he said, if you have that mark in your head, it means that you have to take the doctrine of the world church system, we start from Trinitarianism, etc., to woman preacher, any of this rubbish that is not. It is, you are taking the mark of the beast.
And the mark in the heart is means that you will do the will of the world church. Of the WCC. That's the mark in the heart.
He's
somebody want to write in your hand. Do allow them. You see how Satan can go off with something? Who is writing what? You yourself, you are already having it on your forehead. For you believing that there is three gods, you have taken the mark of the beast. The prophet said, immediately the Holy Ghost, which is the seal and the mark of God, came down. He said the mark of the beast also has come down. He said it is the manifestation that we will see later. As the true gospel goes out, when you refuse the true gospel, you have to take what Satan brought. When you take what he has brought, you have received the mark of the beast. When the time comes, you will do the will of the World Council of Churches. So want to, with the time we have, move further. We should do a general review. But for this time, we want to speak briefly about the boycott or the squeeze. This boycott or this squeeze is going to happen just before the rapture. How many months? I don't know. Whether it is 1 year or 2 years, I don't know. But it is going to happen close to the rapture. The Feast of the Trumpets. Paragraph 204. The Feast of the Trumpets. Paragraph 204. The hour that we are living, the ecclesiasticals of spirits uniting together now are bringing them all to this big one slaughter to blot out. It's already in writing here in this nation now that these churches have to be closed unless you are with the organization. It is a union. It is a boycott, just like the mark of the beast. As at the time of the prophet, he said it is already in writing. In year 2000 or thereabouts, I read an editorial from US. How that anyone that doesn't have his license from this day will not be allowed to preach. But as God, as the scripture have it, that there was a voice that spoke to the four angels that hold the four wings of the
earth
to hold it, and the God's servants are sealed. We do know where that applies. So also is this one being delayed because the last member of the elect hasn't come in. When the last member come in, then all these things will just be showing up immediately. It will be today the last member will come in. It may be in South Africa. It may be in East Africa. It may be in Australia, in US, in whatsoever. And the last member is. When the last member comes in, You may ask me a question. What about the children that are just now being born? Are they not going to also grow to hear the truth and then be converted? The answer is this. When the rapture will take place, there will be little children. Those who have not reached the age of accountability, the prophet said, when the rapture happens, those ones, they will automatically make heaven. Listen, I didn't say make rapture. They will automatically make heaven. You say, what about members of the bride there? The prophet said that one is by predestination. Anyone among them that is a member of the bride, even though having not reached the age of accountability, we have their body changed and they will go in the rapture. That is thus said the Lord. The first seal. Paragraph 358 to 360. He's called the Antichrist, and will be called the Antichrist in the sight of God until the end time. Now, but then he will be called something else. Now, when he gets the money all under control, we read some of this in last week, that the old money, the prophet said that rope will call in all the paper, that they will cease to be legal tenders. When it will come to pass that you cannot buy or sell, say, and he will now be using gold. And say they have acquired almost all the gold on earth. What inspiration is making them to buy gold? They are dancing to prophecy. Yeah. Why don't they just be buying land? Is gold the only way to invest? You have bitcoins and other things that bitcoin is still bitcoin when God makes it to work. When they say bitcoin is no more legal tender, look, even if you have 1 trillion bitcoin, you are as poor as church rat from that day. The day it is declared useless, that is the day everything is useless. Every star you are taking your hair, you will employ. You will see. Are you wiser than God? If you like, buy land from here to Akinyele. From here to Olonda. From here to Egbeda. And everywhere. Let it be only you that have all those land. Will you eat the sand? Will you be eating the sand? Now, if you want to sell, let's say we want to sell this property now. There is a procedure. Yes. There has to be a change of money, isn't it? You pass through the bank. Whether in cash or in transfer. If there is an obstacle there that did not let the transfer go, you have not sold anything. Are you following me? Many years ago, I was telling a young man, that according to prophecy, that U.S. is getting bankrupt. The prophet in his own time, he said 40 years of taxes. He said they are already borrowing it. Oh, the president says it's not now. Say what we read in the internet is not the same. I said, I'm not talking of internet. I'm talking of prophet now. We just say the Lord. I see checking back at last and you know I was telling you. USD have 31 point something trillion dollars.
Yes.
Trillion dollars.
Ten
Nigerians cannot be that.
Yes.
Not even up to 1 trillion,
sir.
Anybody in Nigeria that have $1 billion, they worship that person.
You
can only be talking of language. If it's up to that, I don't know whether it's ever up to that. Let's say it's up to. Yeah, it's up to. I think it's billion, 20 billion. Not his own money alone. Other people's money are inside. He has a larger share. U.S. is bankrupt. Then the debt that U.S. owe, and they are the police of the world, they are the greatest country in the world. When Putin met Trump on Friday, it was with fear and trembling. When he saw a helicopter flying, he
couldn't
look. Because if you arrest him, Third World War will just break out. Within a few minutes, the thing will be flying from Russia. U.S. will respond. Then everything is going to pieces. But while we are here, it cannot happen. I read all the news back and forth. The fear was there. It is suspicious, whatever. Prophecy is playing out. Now when he gets the money all under control, then he break this covenant with the Jews. He's going to make an alliance with Jews just to get what they have. Because they have the bonds. As Daniel here said he would do it, said in the midst of the half, last half of the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now listen, we are in the we are in a break here. In a loop, out of that 70 weeks, 69 and a half weeks have passed. It remains just half a week here, which is equal to 3.5 years. And this time is time of tribulation, great tribulation. This is the loop that we are in. This is the seven church ages. From Ephesus here to Laodicea. So this is where we are. Just before this. Some people teach that you see the main 7 years, which is 1 year. So 70th, because the prophet titled that sermon 70th week. So see, they are still taking it, we are still at the 70th. So which means 7 years. So they are still taking it that we have 7 years here. But Abraham has corrected the seeming statement that in the C book. Right. And then, brother, what will he do? He will have all the world trade and the commerce.
A
pact with the world. Because he will hold the weight of the world completely. You know when Pope visits a country? They used to sing a song. Did they know what they are singing? What is
it?
He got the whole word in his hand. And that is the truth. They don't know the meaning. They don't know what it means. It is the same man. When he was incarnated, or let me say in the spirit form, in another form, that tempted Jesus Christ, that all this world belongs to me, I will give them to you. If you bow down here now, worship me. And the prophet said, Jesus did not argue with him. He said, United States was inside. All the countries was inside. He showed him all the glory of, he showed him, look at everything. I'm the owner. I will have them over to you if you worship me here now. But Jesus would not bow for that. Get behind me, Satan. The Lord your God, you will have to worship. Him only you will serve. Now in this form now, that same devil, incarnating a man now, he has the whole word in his hand. Now, presently now, because Daniel said, he will obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Yes, that is what he's presently doing now. When he gets everything completely in his hand, that is when he's going to speak like a leopard or a bear, whatever you call it. If a child never handles sword, he won't be asking the kind dead that kill his father. But when he get the sword in his hand, we type there, you even say my dad, who killer? Because the sword is in his hand. Everybody has to be careful at that time. Because he's wanting to hear this is the person and this is the person responsible for it. Then this word will go to work. You hold the weight of the word completely. And during that time, then two prophets will rise on the scene. And call that 144,000. Then what will take place? Then the mark of the beast of Revelation 13 will set in. Because he holds all the commerce, the trade, and everything of the world. And what will then take place? The mark of the beast will come in, that no man can buy or sell, except in that has the mark of the beast. Thank God. The church will be enjoying a great 3.5 years in glory. We won't have to go through that. Amen. Now question and answer. 6303-24M. 6303-24M is question 201 in the COD. Say, where is the scripture that shows that Catholicism will deceive the Jews and get their
wealth?
Right. Let's read. Now, just where does he say that the beast will deceive for the wealth? He doesn't say that, but we have presumed that that was. The other night, you remember, you can look at the tape real close. I never said that that is what they would do. See, I said, see, the Catholics is the richest group in the world. There's nobody like them. And what they don't have, the Jews has the rest. That is where the economies of this country now. We are right now living on tax money. According to Lifeline, that of of taxes that has come right from Washington DC that will be paid in 40 years from today. That is what we are spending now. That is how far back we are giving notes. See? On taxes that will be paid in 40 years from now. The nation is broke. She's gone. Now Castro. The only sensible thing that he ever done was when he counterfeited the currency and paid off the notes. The bonds. And bond them and change the currency. That's the only thing he could do. And there is only one thing left for this United States to do. Now remember, this is William Branham speaking. This is my idea. When it comes to human being idea, he has the greatest idea. Because he said, I pray the pillar of fire. Interpreting the word. This is my idea. He's only presuming, just looking at it in the natural standpoint, which may be a million miles off. I do believe that right there, in that morning, the love of money is the root of all evil. And I believe that right along India, we start the ball rolling. Now, the Catholic Church back there, from charging for mass and so forth, holds the wealth of the world. You remember the Bible said she was rich, and now she was. Now remember, not only just on one nation, she's rich on every nation there is under heaven. She reaches out, she has the money. Now, what they don't have, the Wall Street has, which is controlled by the Jews. Now, and you remember, he got the money when Jacob returned. Last night we find out. And become Israel. He really had the money. But his money would do buy him nothing. See, to Esau. Esau had it too. See, both anti. See, it's just as perfect. Now watch here. I said they might want to consolidate together on the money. And the Roman power take the Jewish power and of money, breaking the covenant. That might not be so. See, I know they will break it. I don't know what reason, because it's not revealed to me about what they will do. But look now, if today, now what if today, the only thing that we can do will be to do, if we are drawing taxes, if that statement is right, off of the currency, off of the tax money, of 40 years from now, you see, we've done spent it, we are broke, we don't have any money, and we are only living off of past reputation. That is what the church is doing today. The church, not the bride. The church is living off of a past reputation. He got back yonder under the ministry of the lion time. That's the ministry of rapport. We are the church. We are the mother church. That's right. Is living off of reputation. Methodist is living off of their reputation. Baptist is living off of their reputation. And Pentecost is living off of their theirs. Glory to God. A long time ago, when the saints used to dance in the spirit, and how the Lord done this and that, That is something past. We all got big now, brother. Oh man, see, all past reputation. This nation is living off of a past reputation of what the forefathers were, see? And that is the reason we think we'll be saved. God never respected Israel on what they was, what they had been, what they was then. Notice, but now, here is what I think. I think it will take place. Now, it may not be so. I believe the time will come when we are forced to make the issue. And when it will be that instead of us changing the currency, what would that do to Philip Morris? What would that do to whiskey companies? You know Philip Morris?
Hello, I want Philip Morris.
Cigarette, Morris,
Morris cigarette.
What would that do the steel industry? What would that do to all the commerce? What would that? It will break them. They will be broke. But if we can borrow that money, you see how smart he is, then the nation sells out to the church. And then church and state is united again. And there she comes. That is his notice. All right. Now, this one I read is question and answer on the seals. I've read from the seventh church age, which is 1965. The prophet repeating exactly what they are asking now. The prophet said it clearly, which we will see read some of them again. Israel and Rome, they will make alliance together. And that alliance is economic alliance. To be able to have access to what they have. The prophet said, all the gold, almost all the gold. You know, United States is not thinking of gold. It is Rome that is thinking of gold. If you see most of their domes, you know, they do their something like mosque. Are you aware of that? Any big Catholic something, they have a dome, round, top like this one. It's gold plated. It's gold plated. If you go to their churches, most of their something, including their bed, is gold. They don't use this type of bed. If you enter their church, that church can feed the country. The money they use, why is it? They have the richest people as their members. They don't preach holiness. Anyhow, you bring the money, you bring it. They have so many things that people have to pay for. And that in all the countries of the world. So they keep shipping in that money like that. So they are collecting all the gold. They are following the news. Wherever they see gold is discovered, they are there. To acquire it.
There's an inflation
driving them like that. We are here. Talking about
vehicle.
If you say, okay, I'll go and buy goods.
Say, Wura, let's all
go. Go and buy goods.
Lora, Wura.
Say, you can't eat the goods.
Say, oh, Jewura, that's only Jewura.
Even when you have it, and Naira is cancelled, and it is only gold they exchange. Remember that before you can even spend what you have, you must have the mark of the beast. The day you wake up, you know, see, you know that you are finished. Yes. You know that your sorrow has started. You wake up, you know, see us, nothing is posted on church group, not everything, just do like that. You know that you have missed the rapture. You call pastor, no response. You call me, I know here. You call Dickie, no here, Dickie. You have missed the rapture. Yes. You just brace up yourself for the tribulation. You can possess all things. Go to houses where people are left. Take them. Everything is for 3.5 years. Before the battle of Armageddon will bring destruction to everything. In 3.5 years. And that 3.5 years is going to be with sorrow. When God calls something great tribulation, when he says something is great tribulation, what that man went through that make his friend to constantly say, since we have been born, we have never seen a situation that a man can be tormented like this. All the children will perish, all the substance will vanish in one day. And he wants to say it's righteous. Tell it to the birds. There is something wrong somewhere. They make his concerted effort to convince and to persuade Job to think on his ways and repent of his sins, because they saw that the grief. And see, but at a point, Job said, "You people, you are miserable comforters. What type of comfort are you giving me? I told you, left and right, I do sacrifice. What God requires, I done." Say, why are you people persecuting me as God? See, that is not the great tribulation. It was just tribulation. And it was so much, when these three friends arrived, for 7 days and nights, nobody ate or drank water. They sat down and just was watching him. Is this the Job we used to know? Or we misrode? It was the Job. It's still not the great tribulation. If you have time to read about the things that will happen in the great tribulation, the people will be crying to the rocks to fall on death. If you carry a bottle of sulfuric acid at that time, you will drink it, you will not die. The torment that God has ordained for you to go to, you will enjoy everything. Death will be running away from people. They will be beckoning to death. Death will be running away. Presently now is death that is pursuing human being. That time he will turn back. He will run away from people. While they are calling for him, he will not answer them. Because death is God's messenger. He only go at God's instruction. But that time, God didn't send the message, so it's not going to go and meet anybody. Okay, what I will do is that I will jump. What I'm to read, I may read it another time. told the soldiers. Then Jesus came out.
Let
me read from seven churches.
Then
we'll stop here. We have not reached the third angel's message yet. Seven church age book. Page 313 to 314. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. You type that one, you get it straight. Philadelphia Church. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. No. This is preached one. Go to the seven churches book. Okay. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. We shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. This verse, I'm not sure you are Philadelphia Church Age. Is that Philadelphia? Of the seven church age book. It's not, I'm going to do away with it. Okay, let's go ahead. When you catch up with us, we meet us. This verse is not a declaration that the true church will go into and through the tribulation. If it meant that it would have said that, but it says, I will keep you from the hour of temptation. This temptation is exactly like the temptation in Eden. It will be a very inviting proposition, head up in direct opposition to God's commanded word. And yet, from the standpoint of human reasoning, it will be so very right, so enlightening and life-giving as to fool the world. Only the very elect will not be fooled. The temptations will come as follows. The ecumenical move that has started on what seems such a beautiful and blessed principle, fulfilling Christ's prayer that we all might be one, become so strong politically that she bears pressure upon the government to cause all to join with her, either directly or through adherence to principles enacted into law, so that no people will be recognized as actual churches unless under direct or indirect domination of this council. Are you following now? Little groups will lose charters, privileges, etc. until they lose all property and spiritual rights with the people. For example, right now, unless the local ministerial association approves in many, if not most cities, one cannot rent a building for religious services to become chaplains in the armed services, hospitals, etc. It is now almost mandatory to be recognized as acceptable to the Trinitarian ecumenical groups. As this pressure increases, and it will, be harder to resist. For to resist is to lose privilege. And so many will be tempted to go along, for they will feel it is better to serve God publicly in the framework of this organization than not to serve God at all publicly. But to believe the devil's lie is to serve Satan. Even though you may want to call him Jehovah, but the elect will not be deceived. Let me read this small one before we pray. In the Laodicea Church, it's page 355 of this book. Just two lines. Oh, little flock, do not err. The age is fast closing. The age is fast closing. As it does, those tears will be bound together. And as a threefold cord is not easily broken, they will have a tremendous threefold strength of political, physical, and spiritual, satanical power. And they will seek to destroy the bride of Christ. She will suffer, but she will endure. Fear not those things that are coming upon the earth. For he who loved his own loved them unto the end. If you cannot stand some little persecution on account of what you believe, now you can't stand this one. The spirit that gives us revelation is what gives us the backbone to say no to what is wrong. When you don't have that spirit, look, you will deny. You will deny. Do you know that when there was wahala in Kaduna State, some pastors were saying that they are Muslims? I'm not saying the message, Joe. Some denominational pastors, they were saying that they are Muslims. Because they fear death. You say, me, I will not deny. I will take my stand. I will stand my ground. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot stand anywhere. Don't deceive yourself. The spokesman in the Church of Jesus Christ, when the hour came, Jesus told him, before the cock crow, you deny me three times. Peter said, you are missing it. Not be me. It could be somebody else. Me? Is it to talk about my membership? I've been here from day one. You talk about even go and preach and perform miracle in your name. I was part of it. Look, when you ask us questions, what the people are saying about you, when others were quiet, I open my mouth, I say it clearly, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you yourself said, that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but the Father in heaven. And you even said for that, on this rock, you will be your church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against you. Not only that one, you went further to say, that you gave me the key of the kingdom. We got this thing. Can't deny you now. When the time came, and Jesus Christ, they took him, all the disciples. Then Peter was going, was moving close. But somebody said, you are one of those raw people now. This amen group. What you are saying, I don't understand. Are you not part of the message of the hour? Say which one is the message of the hour? Which one is something?
No, you can see it will gun and so.
That one go. The next person come.
Today,
I saw you in the garden now. Of you carry so of course somebody else here.
I call a fee that bear a tear in Kadada.
No, be me.
I go. Oh, you and be
no, be me.
Let me go.
Finally, a small girl.
I'm going to kick
it. Don't let us argue. Even your voice, oh, it betray you.
Oh, Fiona, and to get.
When the evidence become great,
you
needed something very heavy to refute this great evidence. He said, look, let thunder. Thunder fire anybody. This, that, and the other one. The Bible says he began to curse. If you ever follow Jesus Christ, if you was ever in the message of the hour, if you ever believe him, if you ever attend his service, he know nothing about it. The same Peter, as he finished the last one like this, I and Jesus do well.
Do
you argue with me? Why are you with me? A man that is flesh. He is flesh. That is why the word of God admonishes us. This arm of flesh, it will fail anybody. He failed Peter. He failed all the disciples. It will fail anybody anytime. Apostle or whosoever I say, without the Holy Spirit, the arm of flesh will fail the person. How do you know you have the Holy Spirit? You check the very spirit that is inside of you. What is making you to do on daily basis? How are you responding to this word? When some things are said that doesn't go with what you like, what goes on inside of you, you may not see anything out
too,
but inside of you, what is happening inside? And that is why you will know your stage. What is being said, is it according to God's word, or is it the personal wisdom of the person talking? If it is the word of God, then what does your heart respond to it? Then when you face issues, situations, conditions, what do you do? The prophet said, there are millions that come to the Lord's table that will never see God. That kill.
You
know how to know it's filled with
the Holy Spirit.
It is the life that individual
lives.
Preacher, congregation, officer, long time message people, new comment in the message. It is the life. That life cannot be hidden. If it is there, it is there. If it is not there, you can bone it. You can do whatever. You know, in church, Now God bless you, everybody. We go to our house. What happens at home? What happens in your office? What happens in the market? What happens in the vehicle? What happens when you are all alone? That is how you know who you are.
Jesus died all my sins to atone. Yes, he'll be waiting for me. Oh, I won't die. She crossed Jordan. Hello, hello, Jesus died all my sins to I see, yes, he be waiting for me. Oh, I won't die.
When I come to the river at the ending of the day,
when I come to the river at ending,
we will not arrive here either through death or the rapture.
When the
last okay,
we saw the Abu Dhabi, be waiting to show me that oh, I'm cross Jordan, hello, hello, Jesus died all my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, yes, he be waiting.
Though the billows of sorrow and trouble may sweep,
If
you are in this building, if you have heard these words, and you are not sure whether you want to have is the Holy Spirit, remember at that day, impersonation will not work. You can't manage it. It has to be a substance in you, or you will be at bad. The prophet told us, when he used that magnet to explain to us, it has to be the same material, exactly the same spirit in Christ that made him to live holy, live pure, live victorious, until he could say that the prince of this world coming, and he has no power in me. Who of you can accuse me of sin? Nobody could. But you get to that spot where you can look and say, by God's grace, Satan cannot point an accusing finger to me. That is where you have arrived. Don't follow noise. Don't follow Christ. Listen to your conscience. Listen to God's word. Listen unto your maker. Pray unto him. Master, don't beat your chest like business upon nothing. But let there be a reality inside of you that you are able to say, it's no longer me that liveth, but him that liveth in me. When that happens, God knows, Satan knows, demons know, people will know, you will also know also. While he's here on his throne of mercy, this is when to speak to him.
While as above,
and every eyes
are closed,
if there be some person that desire God's mercy,
you
just lift up your hand.
While
he's still on the throne of mercy, when
he's
still showing mercy,
he
could have mercy upon us. He could meet our needs. He could make us what we ought to be. Following cry will not help anybody. Crossing amen is good. It will help at that time. There must be a substance. There must be a reality. There must be an evidence. There must be an assurance. If thou canst believe, if you have not sat down as a mocker, if you have not sat down as a fault finder, if you have been patient, if you have been listening, if your heart is in tune with God's word, while the Spirit of Christ is present here with us, he can extend his hands of love and mercy unto you. While your hand is lifted up and the angels of God are taking the request, I will ask our pastor to pray for every hand that is up, especially those at the altar also. God bless you, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, that is the reason we come to your house, to sit at your feet and hear you address our needs. From the teaching that we have been following since we came here, you are talking about two groups of people. Crying today, because you are there, your mercy is still existing, it can help. who can visit us, who can change lives, who can fill with the Holy Ghost, you can deliver, you can set free. But there is coming a time where crying will not do it. Heavenly Father, why mercy still exists? Those on the altar, those who raise their hands, Lord, don't pass any by. Whatever those needs might be, Lord, may you grant it to us, Father. May you bring it to pass, O Father. May this request, may they turn to testimony for your glory and for your honor. Is it for healing? You are the Lord and God that healed all our diseases. Is it for the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You are the baptizer. You are all in all unto us. They that put their trust in thee will never be put to shame. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Whatever request we have in our hearts, that bring us here. You have said it. If we pray, we should believe. We have received. Then shall we have it. May we not entertain any suggestion of the devil. Take away every unbelief from our heart. Increase our faith, O God, to take you at your word. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Replenish your servant for the virtue that has led him. Take all the glory and honor for granting this petition. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
The Lord bless you.
Sorry,
I've exceeded some few minutes. Listen to this announcement about the food.
Say
those that are age 1 to 10, they collect their food at the shed. So as the closing is starting, those age 1 to 10, just proceed straight to the tent. 11 and above remain as the ushers will usher you out. You will collect at the exit. Once again, may the Lord bless the source. May the Lord bless the source. Sister of fellow Akwadeba, you are. Is she around? I doubt. Okay. We are supposed to have convention meeting today by 1 p.m. Then all the other small sinners will have taken. Those who meet in the deacon's office, those who meet at the library, and God's grace will meet by 2 o'clock for the last service of the day. Barrister Tolu Adeyele, God bless you.
Have
you been baptized into the body?